So I think going through the processes helped. Mm. Now we need to decide how we're going to do this assignment.
Yes. I guess what we need to do is take the processes and divide them up between us. But we could start thinking about an introduction.
Yes, OK. Well, I can start doing that. I think I have enough to go on already.
Good. And there are a few areas where we need a lot more information. I think I'll start with something easy. Let's say the paper collection. I could go to the resource centre to do some research.
Well, I think a better idea would be to approach someone who's involved in the process. What about contacting the council?
Oh, good idea. Yes, I'll do that instead. They're bound to have some information. And I know just the thing to add to our work to make it even more interesting.
And what's that?
Well, in my last assignment, I added a few pictures. And the feedback I got was that this wasn't academic enough. Mm. So what might really bring it to life would be to include some data, provided we can find some.
Yes, that sounds excellent. Well, we certainly have a lot to do and not much time to do it in.
You're right. I think we have about 5 weeks, so I suggest we create a plan of work today. The end of the month is nearly 3 weeks away, and then we have a few days holiday.
Yes. So let's see if we can get the first draft done by then, so we can take a short break.
OK. Then after the break, we'll have just over a week to complete it. I wonder if we could get someone to review our work for us a few days before the deadline, so we can make some final changes. What about your friend, Henry?
Well, the best person would be our tutor. Henry's very good, but he's taking a whole week's holiday and there won't be enough time when he returns.
OK then, that's fine.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.